Blog Talk Radio.
Dr. Lowe, Dr.
below is the real guru, relationship guru with no filter. I have no filter. We're going to talk about hard topics. We're going to talk about things that you may be concerned with. We have a list of things that make up our format for tonight, and we want you to be a part of it. That's why we're asking you to give a call. Talk to the chat line, more or less, call in line. That's 347-857-4192. And if you want to be a part of the show besides just listen, say you have a comment, have some questions, what you have to do is press 1. Once you press 1, I will identify you with the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number. Then I ask you to identify yourself, where you're calling from, and what's your, you know, your name. And then just jump in with your comments, your questions, and whatever you may have in regards to the topics we are talking about tonight. We have a list of topics tonight, but it's going to be outstanding. Remember last week we talked about certain things. We talked about healthy relationship tips. And to get it right, you know, the relationship tips that you need, or traits, however you want to call them, you can be able to identify them and use them. We talked about them last week. That's going to make you have a strong relationship. You'll not give them an opportunity to realize that maybe I don't want to be in a relationship right now. I may want to do some things where I'm able to be open to do some things. I don't want to be in a committed relationship, because we're in relationships all the time. There's relationships on your job, there's relationships in your church home, and your relationships just in the community. You have friendship that is with your relationship, and all of that are part of the relationship tour that you're beyond each and every day. So what we want to do is try to share some things. And again, the title of our show is, Are You Ready for a Real Relationship? So we're going to talk about some things which we're going to follow up from last week that help you put yourself in the right mind. Are you ready for a real relationship? Some people are not ready. And there are some reasons why, because you've got need some clarity. And we're going to get some clarity based on some research-based information we want to make sure we share with you. So, again, the call-in number so you can be a part of it. So we want you to be a part of the show. 347-857-4192. It's our chat line. You can call in, share your thoughts, and I gave you what you need to do to proceed. You press 1 and I identify your last 4 digits of cell or telephone number. Then I ask you to give us your name, your location, and what's your thoughts about the topics we're talking about. Like I said, we got a list of them. Now, other ways we've been broadcast as well, these vessels we're using, being blessed by God to be able to do this, give us the wisdom, the vision to be able to do this. We're being broadcast not only on Facebook, we're being broadcast on Instagram. Now, on Facebook, for those people that I have a list of people just coming in, chiming in, and I do appreciate you joining or watching what I'm doing here. But I'm going to give you a shout out at the end of the show, because I always do it. Don't get off the line, because I want your name to be called out. If I'm not calling out correctly, you can DM me and let me know exactly. On Facebook, we're Facebook.com. For those individuals on Instagram and Blog Talk Radio, it's Facebook.com/DR, which is Dr. L. D'Alberto Smith. That's how I have it on Facebook. On Instagram, we have Coach Dr. Lorenzo B. Smith, 15. Check us out. Then you also can check us out on Twitter. Now we're on at Dr. Low Show, at Dr. Lorenza D. Smith. You can check me out, or you can go to the many handles I have dealing with my other shows as well. You just go to go to Lorenza D. Smith 15. You can just leave your thoughts, leave some suggestions, because I have some suggestions. I have some topics come in from one of our listeners. They want you to kind of talk about these things right here. Let's talk about basically what a relationship really is, because we don't have our clarity. What other elements come in to cause that relationship not to be successful? And we want to make sure we share our thoughts on that as well. So we just get ready to make it do what it do. That's what I always try to make sure everybody understands. But I want you to be a part of it. We'd love for you to get a call in on our chat line and share your thoughts. If you're not as Facebook, you can DM and let me know exactly how you feel. You can always write some notes. Say, I love the show, I don't like the show. Whatever you want to put down, you have an opportunity on Facebook. As I look, as names begin to scroll down, as we, you know, more and more as we talk, they're coming in, and I do appreciate you joining. Instagram, the same thing's going on. But reach over here if you're on my team. That I'm a wave at those individuals. Let them know I appreciate you joining us on Instagram. Now, let's kind of look at, are you ready for a real relationship, part 2. Now, last week we talked about relationship tips, healthy relationship tips. And tonight we're going to focus on a couple of those specifically. Now, let me give you the five tips. If you have been able to comprehend or been able to work on developing these things, then you should be very successful in having a very healthy relationship. The first thing is self-love. Now, we have to work on that, whether we believe it or not. If we look at the mirror and we're not comfortable with what we see, we're not comfortable in our skin, then we're going to have a problem having a relationship with someone else. So it's important that we work on being loving ourselves. We have to make sure we do that. Second thing is honesty. If you're not ready to be honest in a relationship, and you're not going to be very successful. That's one of the specific topics. So there's some research-based information that's going to support what we're going to talk about in a relationship being honest. And then if you are trustworthy, you know, that's always coming. Are you? Can I trust you? Can I trust you to go somewhere? Can I trust you just being around me or being around my family? All those things are so important. So trustworthy is very important. Then communication. That's another thing specifically we're going to talk about is communication. Being able to communicate. It's a concerted effort you have to make sure you communicate in a manner. See, I have a hashtag. My hashtag is communicate for, the number four, understanding. See, that's not where we're just talking to you and telling you something like I'm doing now. I want feedback. I want you to be able to communicate back with me, share your thoughts with me. In a relationship, you have to keep that door open where they can communicate back with you. Not just you talking with them, because if it is, that's communicate to understand. That means I'm giving you directions, I'm telling you what you need to do, and a relationship just don't work like that. Not a real relationship. Now, we can have all these other things that we mask up to make us think the relationship. That's not a real relationship. And what we're going to be talking about as we follow up from last week, some of those things. And the last thing that you should do is consider it great uphill. It is a connection. If you don't have that connection, I'm telling you, it's going to be hard. You're not going to be able to do all those things. You're not going to be able to communicate in the manner you need to be successful. You're not going to be trustworthy. You're not going to be honest. And 9 times out of 10, if you're not connecting with that person, it has nothing to do with your self-love for yourself, but it's something about it's an internal thing that you're dealing with when you meet people. You have a connection. You get excited. You know, it's like God already showed that person to you and said, wow, you know, I know this person. And when you do something, you say, I've been knowing this person. I didn't realize this person, you know, will eventually come my way. But God blessed you with that opportunity. I can say that for sure. So, I'm really, really a witness. You know, we have no fear here. We talk about everything we need to talk about. And that's what it's all about. It is the real relationship talk. So they have nothing to do with everybody else. What again? And I am the guru. Guru, and I'm very proud to be the guru to talk about it. With the many years I've experienced various types of relationships and all the things, I can go into a long story about myself. But that ain't what it's all about. We're going to talk about this talk show. Now, again, the call-in number is 347-857-4192. And if you just want to listen to the show, you can go to the web link, which is www.blogtalkradio.com/thesmithwayproduction. Let's start off looking at one of the healthy relationship tips, as well as traits, which is communication. It's so important that you understand that we'll be able to express ourselves. And, you know, let me kind of take a step forward. Yeah, we're going to talk about communication. We're going to talk about honesty. And we're going to talk about connection. As I said, we're going to talk about, it's going to be a tie-in with these two right here. And this is dealing with trying to express yourself. So, what we want to talk about communication and honesty is ties into one another. You know, one of the questions and one of the topics we're going to talk about is that why should we express ourselves honestly in a relationship? That's a question. And I want you to think about it for a second. Why should you express yourself honestly in a relationship? In any relationship. Now, I say in a relationship. Now, I'm not just talking about you in a relationship that you have in essence, where you're with your mate, but even in a family, you got to express yourself honestly. Now, that's a relationship, friendship. You got to express yourself that way as well, but you have to be honest when you do that. And one of the reasons why, I'm going to give you an answer to that question, but I know you were thinking about it, and you want to type some words or share some thoughts why you think. I'm going to read the question again. Why should we express ourselves honestly in any relationship? I'm going to tell you because it's so essential that we're able to do, because it is essential to our well-being. Look where how deep it is. Your well-being. It's all about who you are. If you're not willing to be honest, I'm going to draw a conclusion about you or my opinion that's not going to be positive. So the thing about it, if we're going to be in a relationship or any relationship, we got to be honest. Well, again, whether it's on the job, whether it's a friendship, whether it's family, if you want to go into a romantic relationship, you have to be honest and be ready to be honest. Do not sugarcoat these situations, because you're going to create a problem. As we continue to talk about this, you're going to find out some things that you may realize you might have been doing. If not, you may realize people was doing it to you. Let's look at it. This is based on Madeline Taylor. She wrote some things concerned this. She said, when we're in a relationship, we will feel like listening to and understanding. When you're in a relationship, when you're honest, I want to be able to listen to you. And then I want to understand where you're coming from, or be understood, like they said. When I'm in a relationship, if you're being honest, I'm going to listen to what you have to say, as well as I'm going to do the same for you. When I'm communicating with you, I want you to listen to me and try to understand what I'm saying. I'll feel understood if you take an opportunity to listen to me when I'm in a relationship. We're talking about what kind of relationship. Like I said, again, on the job, romantic, whether it's a friendship or family relationship, I want to make sure you understand what I'm saying. I want to make sure I'm understood when I'm speaking to you. I want to make sure you listen to me. The reason why, because for ourselves, whenever we find that kind of situation where people are listening to us and we feel like we understood, we're lucky. Because that don't happen too many times. But when it happens, there's a connection. Remember that other one? That connection. You have that kind of sense of connection. And people are listening what you have to say. Remember the hashtag, communicate forward, number four, understanding. I got to be able to communicate, not only just tell you, I have to be able to open your ears up and listen and then comprehend on what you're saying. That way I can feel comfortable about who I'm around. And I feel a sense of honesty, because I know whatever you're telling me, you're being honest about it. And that's because I feel that, because you know when people are being dishonest to you. But I always tell her, be careful when you go into a relationship, because you have a stereotype in your mind that that's where a certain gender should be. Because it's something we're going to talk about later on down the line. For example, you know, I heard this guy in a previous relationship, all men lie. You know, everything don't lie. He said the same thing, women lie too as well. You have to keep that in mind. Don't form that opinion and whatever stereotypical thoughts you have. Be careful when you come into a relationship, because you're not willing to put your best foot forward. You can't listen or be able to have people listen to you and for you to be understood, or you can understand what they're saying because you already have this stereotype in your head. This person's not going to be honest from the beginning. Now, the person who showed you that, I have my famous thing, I always tell them, when people show themselves, believe what you see. It's for real. And don't run around thinking it's going to be different. Oh, give them another chance. I didn't hear what they had to say. Most of the time, the intuition tells you when you're in a relationship, you hear things, but you assume you did hear, but you assume it's not going to come to fruition. So what you try to do is you try to give people chance after chance. That's not the best thing to do in a relationship. When people show themselves, believe what you see. Listen to them. Because it's all about listening and being heard so you can understand where I'm coming from. So it's so important to be honest when you're doing that. So it gives you that idea that if you're honest, I can believe basically what you're saying. Also, I want to add, and this was Taylor stated, that in relationship, we allow ourselves to be open with people who allow us to be free to express ourselves. Agree or disagree? Give me a call. Give me a shout out. The number is 347-857-4192. Again, in a relationship, we allow ourselves to be open with people who allow us to express ourselves. about communication. Honesty. Let's be for real. If you feel like that person being honest with you, you'll feel comfortable to tell them anything. You know, you can basically share things with them because they're open with you. But if you got somebody that's want to bounce around, I call it bounce around, dance this, do it every day, and never wanted to share things with you, don't want you to be a part of it. Because this is kind of strange. I was listening to a young person the other day that was talking about in a relationship, had been in a relationship 2 to 3 years before that their mate decided to introduce them to their mother. This was a female. 2 or 3 years? What you hide? What's going on here? There's something going on that don't allow the person to honestly be tell you that I just cannot introduce you to my mom. I just can't do it because she's still attached to my ex. Oh, I'm going to take you there now. My ex, she's still attached, and she don't want nobody else to be around me because mama undercover wants you to get back to the ex. And you still stay with that person. That person's not being straightforward with you. They're not being honest because I don't even believe that's it. I don't think people come. But you can correct me by giving me a call and let me know. It's 347-857-4192. Press 1. I identify the last 4 digits of your cell phone telephone number. Then I actually give you the name and location. Then your thought about the topic we're talking about. Kayla also brought a couple other things out. That relationship that strives on open communication. Remember I said I was going to tie in communication with honesty? I just don't think they can be separated. And if you think they can be separated, it's fine. We're talking about honesty, communication. How will I know you're honest unless you're able to communicate to me for understanding? How will I know you're honest? So open communication is important. If you're in a relationship right now and the person's not open with you about things, just like I just used that example about this person dating this person, and they still have a relationship because when in a relationship with that person, they're going into 8 years now, but the person took 3 years before they introduced this person to their mother or their parents. I think something is wrong with that. Because I'm okay, and all of my family know, and the friends that I run across, and I always explain to them like this. I say, I'm a person, I have a few criteria there. And those criteria are that what I do is I kind of observe what people do, observing people. And I have 3 things, and I call them my criteria, and you call them whatever you want to call them, and with me. I watch how you treat 3 phases in your life, important phases in your life. How you treat your children, oh, I definitely watch that. But now I can say, you know, I love them to death, they love him. Treat them right. How you treat your parents, guardians, or who's the elder figure in your life. And how you treat your siblings. Those 3 phases, 3 parts of your life, I look at it because if you treat either one of them in a manner that's not positive, I don't think you could ever treat me because blood is thicker than water. And, you know, you got to be very careful. So watch how those individuals react. Yeah, that's my problem. So the problem when I say a person for 3 years don't introduce you to their parents, you know, but they're coming and enjoying the other things that you're offering them, I see that as being a problem. They're not being honest with you. And then you don't have an open line of communication because now they're not able to give you an answer why they're not doing it. If they say, well, my parents are not ready for that. Wait a minute now, but you're ready for me to be in your life, but I can't be a part of it. That's something to keep in mind when we're talking about a relationship. You thrive to have an open communication. And there's a difference when you talk about open communication, when you talk about a relationship. It's a difference between essential loneliness and a deep sense of belonging. Essential loneliness, and a deep sense of belonging. If I'm with you, I'm in this relationship with you, and you're being honest, you're communicating with me, I feel like I belong to be with you. We're connecting. Are we connected? So it's important that we keep that open communication. The relationship should thrive for it. Now, be very careful when I talk about a relationship, because I have what I call a four-tier of relationship, and I'm going to quickly tie that into what we're talking about tonight. One of the key things that we have when we talk about a relationship, we have tiers of it. You know, when I meet you, you're my soul. Everybody on your Facebook, and most of them, if you don't know them personally, they're your soul. They're my Facebook friends. They're not truly friends. You don't know them, but that's something when Facebook was created. They said, let's have friends, and that's your friend. Started off trying to connect you with various people that you may have went to school with, and now you're able to branch out, offer invitation to people to be friends, and they accept invitation. You may not never meet them, never will, having a conversation on board back and forth on Facebook. Are they doing this dirty? They're watching me now. But everybody's not your friend. So, and I'm trying to get to a point. You got to be careful about when you're talking about in a relationship that you call those people a friend, because in a relationship, I got to go, when I first meet you, you're a social. That's all. I don't know nothing about you no more. I met you. Your name is Tom. Name is John. Name is Mary. Peter, or whatever you want to say. And you're meeting each other, and you're a social. Now, I want to get to know you better. Now I begin to open up, and I want to move to stage two, which is tier two, which is associate, acquaintance. After associate, you have acquaintance. Now I've met you, now I want to know more about you. I'm getting acquainted. Tell me something about you. My name is, you know, this. You know, one of the worst things when we say open communication, meet people, move into tier two, which is the, when you're getting to be acquainted, if you don't even know a person's middle name. That's kind of strange. You might know them for 6 months to a year. Now they know them. I think that's one of the important questions. And people want you to know them by knowing whatever their middle name. Some people know about nickname or whatever. And, you know, okay, you can deal off that. If you think that's where you want to go, you know, that's getting acquainted with that person. You ask the person, like, what you enjoy, you know, because you're trying to move towards spending time. You're opening up the line of communication. That's all about in the process. You expect that person to be honest with you and share all those positive things with you. If they're not capable of doing that, I always say run as fast as you can. And that's my belief in that. Don't stand around, because if they're not going to be willing to be open and honest with you about who they are and how you can move forward to building a relationship, then they probably don't want a relationship anyway. We're talking about a real relationship. Title of the show. Are you ready for a real relationship? We're going to take honesty as being one of the key things, part of one of those traits, and we're going to take communication. So important that we look at that in a way that's going to be positive. Now, one of the other things Taylor shared with us, Madeline Taylor, is the most important component of a lasting relationship. First of all, feeling to be heard. Career distance. In a relationship, would you like to be heard? Remember, when we talked about it earlier, it's essential for well-being. You open the door. I want to be heard. So I'm sharing these thoughts with you to let you know that if you can do that, first of all, means better to be heard. I'm in a relationship. I want you to hear what I have to say. I want to be able to communicate with you. This is not where you talk to me, communicate to understand. You have to communicate for understanding. And I have to be able to communicate my feelings to you. And you are willing to open the door because you're in there, that what we call acquaintance stage, but you're moving toward a friendship, which is number three. Friendship is so important. That's when you open up more with people, because you feel like they're close to you now. They're real close to you. So you're willing to kind of give. You're willing to take as well. And take don't mean something out of ordinary. It means you're willing to give and take. And I don't mean financially and all that crazy. It ain't crazy for some people. But you understand what I'm saying. You got to be able to listen. you must be able to communicate with that person. If you want a real relationship, you got to open up. You got to have open line of communication. And the next thing is understood. You got to have a person in that stage where you move to friendship and possibly number four, romantic stage. They got to be able to, you got to feel like you understood by that person or that person understands you. So you can be able to communicate with them. You can be honest. You can talk with them. And then they become trustworthy in all that process. You know, as we mentioned, the four stages or four tiers of relationships, think about it. Are those things happening? Are you feeling like you're being heard in that relationship? Or are you just being talked down to or talked to? Are you feeling that that person understands you? Or you feel understood? Are you feeling love? And that's powerful. Yes, we have self-love. Like I said, if you can love yourself, you can love somebody else. You have that great opportunity to do that. So if you're going to take those stages and move toward having a positive relationship or having a lasting relationship, you're going to make sure you're able to be feel like you're loved in the relationship, feel like you're understood, feel like you can be heard. And last but not least, I would go for things I want to mention in regards to considered components would be clear communication. Clear communication. When we're talking, we're going to be clear about what this is. We're going to share our thoughts. Again, we're going to communicate for our understanding. If we have a discussion about it, you know, we talked about it in previous segments of episodes of this show, we talked about being able to make sure we're listening to what's going on, but also we're able to share our thoughts and make sure everything we're saying is heard as well. It's the way you respond to what develop a lasting relationship. If you're able to feel like you're being heard in the relationship, I want you to check yourself and see if that's going on. In that relationship, think about that relationship. Is that person listening to what I have to say? Am I in the sense of understanding or do I feel understood in that relationship? Do I feel like I'm loved? It's all about love, man. Something about the love. It's all about love. You got to love yourself and love that person. Because I tell you, if you're able to do that, you're going to love that person as well. If you're not comfortable loving that person, you need to remove yourself from that situation. I'm just being straight up with you. Don't stay there and be blunt for punishment. Because some people will enter that punishment and have no regrets for doing it. So be very careful about that. And last, clear communication. It has to be a clear line of communication. No joke about that. It's not time to play around with communication when you're in that relationship. You know, I was saying, we're not seeing eye to eye. We need to get on the same page. We're not on the same page, then we're not going to be successful. I'm just going to say we're wasting a whole lot of valuable time. But time is so important. Don't waste time when you don't have to. Can't ever get it back. Just remember that. But there's some things we just covered. When we're talking about a relationship, we need to make sure we understand. Make sure we truly understand what it takes. You have to be honest. And not honest about where you're going in this relationship, what you're going to be in this relationship, what kind of relationship you want, then you need to let that individual know. You know, they just can't assume. Because when you make an assumption about a relationship or what type of relationship you would like to have, then 9 times out of 10, that other person not making the same assumption, then someone's going to be left out. And your communication, that's communication. You don't have to always verbally communicate. It's sometimes your action. Just keep that in mind. So you have to keep that in mind when we're dealing with it. Remember the 5 traits. That's self-love, honesty, trust, communication, and connection. 4 tiers of a relationship is being associate, first meeting, you decide you want to further that day you met that person through some form of communication, whether it's by phone, whether it's by text or Facebook, whatever. And then you move to friendship, which is so important. You have to be friends, then the romantic part. Don't just try to, you know, make that giant skip without going through the process. But it's so important that you understand it, because that's when you lose that luster that you thought you had. Now, as I stated as our title, I'm going to keep saying that, are you ready for a real relationship? This is part two. Think about it. Just what I've covered so far. Are those things happening really? If not, then you need to revamp it, try to have a discussion, open communication with that individual so that individual can really tell you where they're coming from. Because you can't make assumptions. Remember that was the last thing I talked about, making assumptions. All right, this is another topic we want to touch when we talk about in a real relationship. Why should you be forethought while communicating a relationship? Forethought. Everybody, what are you talking about? Why should you do forethought while communicating in a relationship? I know you say, what are you talking about? First of all, I have this little thing I do. I like to listen first. Some agree. Some people like to talk, me and try to listen. I think you're a little bit too late. I think you need to kind of listen so you can have a chance to have forethought about what's going to come out of your mouth, especially when you're dealing with a relationship. Because we can get angry about things, we can say some things that we'll regret. So if you want a successful relationship, you got to have forethought. You got to think about it. You know, everybody's got, you know, I always tell everybody I'm very analytical. I'm going to listen, and I'm gonna listen to you and get my, you know, everything you stated. Before I respond, I want to hear exactly what you have to say, because I need to think about it so I can make the right choice. Now, some people, if you don't think about it, you probably just bumble all over the place, bumble through everything. You come out with a blur stuff out you probably don't need to say, but you do say. And that happens when you meet somebody in a social stage that got their representative. Now, the representative goes through the acquaintance stage, that representative goes through friendship stage before they really, really show themselves. Some people talk a good game. That's what we always used to say. Oh, he talk a good game, she talk a good game, but what really can she do? Because if you don't think about what you're saying, then you're just going to be a big bubble of hot air. So be very careful. Do some forethought about before you respond in a relationship. Guess what do you want to be in a relationship? Check it out and see. Be ready. If you're not ready to be honest, you're not ready to be truthful with a person, you're not ready for communication, you know, think about those things before you jump into it. Because if you're not ready for it, just say you're not ready. Open communication. When I talked about that previously, open communication. But always think about what you say before you say it. Just don't respond, especially when we talk about relationships. Don't just utter off things that you don't need to utter. And I'm going to say, either shout out things because you might be angry or whatever it may be. Think about it. Use forethought before you shout out things. You know, I always kind of tell people when I was a minister, I was a principal for many years. For all the staff and all that before I retired in education, my long-standing education. I used to have students that get into these brawls and fights and bring them to my office. And I always use this technique. I call it the 8-second rule. And all of my students do that. 8-second rule. That's it. High school, middle school, elementary, whatever, you know, whatever level. It's 8 seconds. And I actually, when you come to the office, have a seat. And when you sit at that, you sit down there, and I want you to be quiet, and I want you to think. That's for thought. You're thinking about it before you say anything. I don't want you to just, because when you're angry, you shout out things you shouldn't say. Might become depressed. So using forethought, especially in a relationship, is very important. So when you come to my office, have them sit there for 8 seconds. They might be steaming hot, and I just let them sit there 8 seconds. Everybody quiet. Because in the process, I'm doing what I need to do, paperwork, and I'm ready to do the process. They can tell me their story, tell me what happened, what led to the consultation. And once 8 seconds go with, it may go a little long. I might be out, you know, if I see them really boiling, I'm observing them really boiling, I'm a gift. But they come in there, so when they come into that domain, they have a seat. I don't care how mad they are, don't put your hands on the other person. You just don't do that. You sit there. So that's forethought. I want you to think about what you have to say, because there's always two sides to a story, and I'm going to always be in the building. I'll be listening to tell you exactly where you are. So that's what you do in a relationship. Think about it before you respond. Because once you respond, it's going to be you. Because, like I said, be careful what comes out of your mouth. Because a lot of times it's indicative of who you are. So if you're angry and you can't control it in a relationship, you're going to say something that's going to be real regret. So be very careful about that. All right, let's look at some things dealing with some methods to help you be successful and communicate in a relationship. There's three things I want to focus on. Meditation. You probably say, what meditation got to do with it? It's because you're going to take time to use forethought. You're going to take time to think about exactly what's going on. You're going to take time to share those, you know, share the things. You're going to run it through your mind. Forethought. You're going to think about it. Then when you're able to dialogue with that person, talk with that person, communicate with that person, you're able to do it. That's a great method of meditation. Both of you should meditate before you get all excited or you start shouting things out that you're not going to be able to do. Now, just keep in mind, this is one of my one of the listeners, the interview we watched, said, you know, communication takes two. That's what it takes. That's why I say if you're in a relationship and it's open where both of you are able to communicate for understanding. You have somebody sending, you have somebody receiving. So when you talk about meditation, think about what you want to say. Think about how you're going to react to a situation. That's that other step to it. And that first method you can use for success in communication. Visualization. Visualize exactly what you want to do, what you want to do. That means when you're thinking, you think about, okay, this is what I think, you know, I can see this happening. I can see we're moving there. Visualize what you're saying. Visualization. Visualize what you're saying. Visualize what you want to say. That's a vision you have. Check, you know, in your mind, run it through your mind. Let, you know, just think about it. You meditate on it. And you're visualizing exactly what you want to say. That's number two. Number three is Journalize what you're doing. Write. You want to journal. You know what a journal is, right? Journalize what you're doing. Write. We can use this Facebook. We can use this keyboard. Instagram. Use the keyboard on Twitter. On all forms of social media. So that's a journal. So you're going to write down what you have to say. Those are the three ways you can help your communication. You know, meditation means you're going to think about it. You're going to visualize it. That way you're going to, as you're thinking, you're going to visualize what exactly I think will happen, should happen. And then I'm going to write down. Now, I'm not saying do all three of them at the same time. You just meditate first. That can be your best way. Then you're ready to go into the conversation. And it's open communication. It's all about you being in a real relationship. That's what we're talking about. These are methods of communication for a real relationship. We ain't talking about just hit, miss, and keep going. We're not talking about that. We're talking about a real relationship. Meditation to help you communicate what you need to get across to your mate, spouse, significant other. Visualize. Just visualize what can happen, what should happen, what could happen. and journal everything you're doing. In a sense, I don't mean just go write a journal, but if you can't discuss it, dialogue it like you're supposed to, you might need to write it down. I told you, you do it on Facebook. You do it on Instagram. You journal everything. You're journalizing everything. So you make sure you're doing that. It's, you know, it's the best way to get your message across for some people. Because if you feel like you're going to get so upset, you need to take that time to meditate, visualize what you want to say, how you want to handle a situation, then write it down. Those are three methods. You can use meditation as one of them, and all of them have to be together. Visualize it. You might think about it and visualize it and say what you need to say. Or you might feel me that it might be best if I think about what I have to say and then I write. Then I write down what I need to say. And that's why I say Facebook is one of the big vessels that's being used. Instagram, Twitter, all of them are being used to make sure you get your point across and get your words out to individuals. Behind the keyboard, it's the people that hide behind the keyboard, you know? So those are the three methods that we're going to use to make sure we communicate in a relationship, a real relationship. We're leading to a real relationship. That's what we're talking about. And there's several things that's going to help you. It's coming from Dr. Lowe. He's just letting you know what you need to do. We're not all about all the things here and there. This. We're talking serious this and here. No filters. We want to make people understand exactly what's going on. The next thing we want to look at, a topic that's so important, and again, I said, I give credit to young lady that sent us some information. David Cross, I appreciate it. And I see her on Facebook, and I appreciate it. And I said, thank you, Low Lecture. And I appreciate you sending that information for us to talk about some positive subject with some support data to go along. Let's talk about dating punches. I want you to be a part of calling numbers 347-857-4192. Press 1, I identify you as the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number. Then I'm going to ask you to give me your name and location and what's your thought about dating punches. Dating punches. I want you to think about that for a second. And offering support data with that. You have Madison Taylor says that when we're dating consciously, we are motivated not by fear or insecurity. Oh, there's some powerful words right there. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready for a real relationship? Are you willing to prepare yourself to date consciously? That means you woke. You know what's going on. You ain't doing it unconsciously. So the thing about it, you have to make sure you feel like if I'm going to date consciously, I have to make sure I am motivated. You're motivated. Not by fear or insecurity. If you are motivated by fear that I don't want to be alone, all my friends get married, I think I need to get married, I'm motivated by insecurity. Yeah, do I look well enough to be, you know, find a mate, a significant other, insecurity, or decide once I get that mate in a relationship, I'm going to be insecure about our relationship? Then you don't need to go into it. Well, S and I say you're going in consciously. At least you know what, but don't let that be the motivation. Fear, don't let fear be a motivation. Insecurity, don't let that be a motivation for you to start dating. Because when you begin to date, you have to allow the innermost needs and values to be met. Say it again. If you consciously date, you will have to allow innermost needs and values to be met. if they're not meeting your innermost need and your values, are you really, really comfortable? The call-in number again, I have a request, that's 347-857-4192. Give us a call, press 1, and I'll identify you because you'll pop up on my screen, and I'll identify you with a question mark that's always up there, then I'll make you live and you can share your thoughts on that. Just remember, dating constantly means that I'm going to date somebody that's going to meet my innermost needs in that. So that's the reason I'm going to be dating. That's the reason why I want to be in a real relationship. If they're not meeting my innermost needs, if they're not meeting my values, they're taking my values for granted, I don't need to be in that relationship. And how that person will know what your innermost needs are is open communication. If you're in a real relationship, and we have to, most of the time, or some people don't see, share values with them. Something you believe in. Something you got to help people to understand. This is my value. I value, you know, where I am in life. I value my family. And that here I am right now. I talk about the three things I look for in a person that I'm maybe interested in dating is how you treat your family, how you treat your children, if you have children, how you treat your parents, or an adult individual you consider to be a guardian, and last but not least, I'm going to tell you, how you treat your brothers and sisters if you have. If you all can't get along, we're going to have to split up. I value that. That's my value. So you have to see what your values are. I'm going to carry myself in a way that I value how I'm seen to be. I'm going to represent myself. You have to have your own values. In a relationship, those things have to be laid. If that person is not dating you based on, and you are opening your heart based on your innermost needs and your values, that's not going to be a real relationship. And some of us can think about it. Let's think about relationships we've been in. Did they meet my innermost needs? I mean, internally, did they meet my needs? Did my need to be loved? My need to be hugged? My need for you to show me affection? If I need for you to do all those things, then I really, really need you to understand those are my needs. Then I have values. I have those values to be recognized. Let's think about that. If all of that happens, we talk about innermost needs and values. Is it important that you recognize people being authentic? But you must present yourself authentic as well. You know this thing I heard, people sitting there representative. You first meet them in a social state, you meet them, then they want to get to know you, then they start sitting there representative. Anything you tell them in that process, they just conform themselves like they did, conform themselves to meet the needs, your needs, intermodal needs, even meeting your values and everything. They don't want to get with you so bad. But they may not, that might not be their value, but they are conform to it. Now you say, well, that's great. No, that's not good. They have to be open enough and honest enough to let you know what are their needs, what are their values. A real relationship is built off that. And I want you to keep that in mind when you're dealing with people. Because a lot of times people will, like I said, the representative will show themselves however you want to be seen. Okay? They real bad is I go to church every Sunday, they'll be able to go to church every Sunday. Probably never been to church a day in their life. They're not on a regular basis. They'll go every Sunday. Because they're trying to meet that need that you have. They're trying whatever you're telling them and that value you value going to serve. You have more churches than you. I go to church over me. But the thing about it, they'll begin to go and be there and really have never been to church. You know, that's a great thing if you get them to go. You know, bring them there, like, that's Christ, superstar. But if they're only there to think they can please you and see your needs, then that ain't good. That's not a real relationship. That's not a real relationship. Very careful about that. Now, let's get back to people being authentic. When they're authentic, you know, you kind of know what's going on with them. And as I say that, I say, you know, their representative may come. But it's just a note here. It says, when dating, we must present ourselves as authentic and allow ourselves to lead from our heart rather than our pain. Oh, look at here. Talk to me. Tell me something. I'm going to read that again. When dating, we must present ourselves as authentic, real relationships. We come in real. Or allow ourselves to lead from our heart rather than our pain. Can you think about that? Are you in a relationship because it's based on heart? How you feel? Or are you in there because of pain that you just you experience? And, you know, a lot of people say, well, you know, bring your baggage. But let's kind of look at it that way. Man, you shouldn't bring your baggage in the next relationship. But you know what? I tell everybody, every experience you have, the time stamp on this muscle you have over here, it'll be a time stamp. Now, it's how you use that time stamp to relate to your people. It is for the purpose of you to grow. It helps you not put yourself in a situation that previously you were in, but it doesn't get you to stop you from moving toward happiness, joy, peace. Then you're bringing that baggage. You're bringing something, not so much what happened, but because it's time stamped. And it puts up a wall. We talked about a wall earlier. Putting up a wall where you can't communicate. You can't understand. So you won't allow yourself. So you got to be authentic. You got to be spiritual. You got to come from the heart. You know, a friend of mine told me, he said, no matter how bad a person do, you can't tell your heart who's love. That's a mouthful. That mouthful is that right there. You can't tell your heart. Some people say, yes, I can, I can control that. Because that's that innermost part of you. That's that inner part of you. That's your memo. Can't tell the heart. Just keep that in mind. So dealing with people, also that heart allows you through the other aspect of your internal, you recognize people who are not authentic people and not real. But if you can't do it, if you're having a problem, we're going to be down about 2 more minutes on our show. I'll tell you one thing. When the person showed themselves and the representative is no longer there, I always tell everybody, run, run, run as fast as you can. Don't stay there. There's nothing to benefit you there. So all it's going to lead to is pain. The pain you've been trying to avoid, it's going to lead back to pain when they show them death. It may hurt you because you fail for that person. You turn yourself over to them. All of those good old things. But when it's time to go, you got to run. You got to run. Run as fast as you can. I mean, get away from that situation. Because they're not going to meet your needs anymore. All they're going to do is cause you pain. In a real relationship, you recognize those things. So are you ready for a real relationship? The call-in number tonight is 385-7422. And I do appreciate everybody joining me on this show. I have several other things I could have talked about and want to talk about, but time is limited. So I'll come back next time. So we're going to have a part three to it. And I want you to be a major part in it. I want you to call in to that call-in number. If not, I want you to give me some hits on Facebook and share all those thoughts in regards to them, about Instagram, whatever it may be. I'm running out of time. I think I lost my people. I lost my people on Instagram. It gives me on an hour to broadcast on that. So we're at that time. We're right at 8 o'clock now. I want to give a shout-out to those individuals. But let me recap what I shared with you tonight. Make sure you focus on the three healthy traits of a relationship. And those healthy traits are communication, honesty, and connection. Make sure you focus on them. Then always when you're trying to communicate, use your forethought. That's just thinking about it before you respond to it. Using these types of methods to help the relationship grow or help you communicate in a relationship. Meditation, visualizing what's going on, or journalizing what's going on. Also, when you're dating constantly, make sure you date based on the innermost needs and values. Don't do it without those. And last but not least, make sure you allow yourself to lead from your heart rather than from pain. It's been an awesome night, and I appreciate all those individuals joining us. Several people on the line that's on here listening, and I do appreciate on Blog Talk Radio. I have several people on Facebook, and you know I got to give you a shout-out. So if you're on here, I'm about to give you a shout-out and all. We have some awesome listeners tonight, and I do appreciate it. Now, I want you to keep in mind, this show is not only heard just here in the United States. We're heard in 14 other countries, and they listen to us religiously. We appreciate it. That's from Canada over to Dubai, over to Uganda, we're Zaire, we're over in the United Kingdom, we're in Sweden, Norway, all those places, we're all over the world. We do appreciate it. Then we're on the Philippine Islands, you know, we're on the Caribbean, we're heard everywhere. We appreciate you joining us, and we appreciate each and every one of the listeners through Blog Talk Radio and on Facebook. I'm going to give you a shout out right quick, and I do appreciate the individuals joining us. We have Sawana Warren, Cote, thank you, Sawana, Deborah Tripp, Audrey Rao, Katrina Felder, Sawana Martin, Christian Barrow, Shanita Aaron Mitchell, how you doing? Shanita, family friend, appreciate it, family. Dr. Scott Holmes, one of my frat brothers. I appreciate the Dr. Holmes. He's also a minister at New Life, Church of God in Christ. He's a frat brother. I brought Scotty into this return. I appreciate Scott joining in and supporting. It's good to have a local individual, one of the frats from this area. Be I get it from other areas, but I do appreciate it. We also have, this is Ian Johnson. Ian Johnson. Tyrone Henderson, one of my football players and basketball player from McKenzie when I was a high school coach down in South Alabama. I appreciate Tyrone for joining us. Latoria Legacy Dickens. Also, we have Deborah E. Hutchinson. And I'm trying to see all Latoria. Looks like she's a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority. Deborah is a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. You know, give a shout out to them. They see me when I'm sipping on my cup, a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. Proud of quite a few years. Also, we have Miles Brown, another one of the football players, a basketball player from McKenzie School down in Butler County. He also served as the coach and principal down there. Thank you, Miles, for joining us often. I appreciate your support and coach. Appreciate it. Kimberly Blackman Sims. Kimberly, I work with her down in Allen County over there at D. Calhoun School. And she's an outstanding teacher there. And also, she's a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority. I have to give her a shout out because she crossed with my daughter. She's coming up next. And also the co-host of on Monday night show and Wednesday night. That's Lauren Smith. He's a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority and Assembly Cross Together on the line of 66. And we appreciate you joining us, Kimberly, as well as Lauren, our co-host, Lauren D. Smith. Lisa Maria Smith Sherrod. Thank you, Lisa. Charlie Angels and Jennifer. Thank you, Jennifer, for joining. Jennifer. And to make sure I say it right, Charlie Angels. Arnita Hickman. Tanya B. Daniels. Jennifer Evers, that's my biological sister who's supporting. I give her a shout out because I wanted to go see Anthony Hamilton during the Labor Day, post Labor Day weekend classic in Montgomery at Alabama State. She bought me my pre-birthday ticket. I do appreciate her. Yvette Smith, my youngest sister. I appreciate the biological sister. Thank you so much, Yvette. Samantha Smith, appreciate you, Samantha. Diamond, this is Dan. Diamond, Don, and we'll get it right, Diamond. You can give me a shout out and tell me to get it right now. Correct. Thank you so much. Ministress Kendrick, our host of our Thursday night show, the Ministress Challenge Show. She's joining us tonight watching, but she's joining us on Thursday night at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And that's the Ministress Challenge Show, the Ministress Challenge. Kendrick's people with a co-host, Elder Kendall McKnight, and they're just talking about this playing on today's issue. And they got an outstanding format coming up Monday. I'm sorry, coming up Thursday. Let me get it right, Shannon. You'll correct me. Thursday. So that's going to be an awesome show on Thursday at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, and that's the Ministry's Standard Show. We also have Lowe Lexus there. I appreciate Tina joining me. Tina Lowe joining me. You stated open dialogue is always that's good. And we have Minister Kendrick again saying great topic. Hey, Doc, Maria Encarnacio is watching it. We are working on getting you right. You can always say that. And my good. Fellow that I know for many years ago. I remember when he was a young man playing basketball. He was over in the gym with him when he was, and I was a young man. He was a very young man. Steve Rogers, and outstanding young man. I do appreciate Steve joining us. Give me that shout out, Steve. Ella St. James, thank you, Ella. Deborah Pope Wright, she's a another member, I'm trying to see, guys, I can't see. I thought she's a member of one of the organizations, and I'll get it correct. If I didn't say it right, I'll follow up and I'll ask out about the wrong organization for you. Right. Yvette said communication is key. Without proper communication in a relationship is doomed to fail. So correct. Another one, my fraternity brother, Tony Rudolph. Thank you, Tony, for joining us. He worked out in Lyles County. With me when I was down, that's why I was tired, and we moved on to Georgia. We also have Kendra Lufa, and I'm not going to get this right, Brown, but I'm going to just say Kendra Brown. You got a lot of things in there. I'm assuming that you might be associated with the Blue family. And if that's not standing right, you let me know when the date of the day is going. Serena Smith Johnson. Also, we have Yolanda Green, another one of my fraternity brothers. That's George M. Scott Jr., member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. Appreciate you, my brother, for joining us. Leticia Figures, thank you so much. Tiffany Davis, God, please, that's your little tip. Appreciate you joining us. Tiffany Davis. Ralph Ian Harris, another one of my fraternity brothers. Thank you, Ralph, for joining us, member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. Jennifer Arrington. Thank you, Jennifer. Jennifer's joining us. Made a request the other day for her on Facebook, and she accepted it, and now she's joining us. Thank you, Jennifer, so much. And she's locally. Cynthia A. Curtis Steele. Dr. Steele, thank you for joining. Dr. Steele works on Alabama State University campus and works with ASU Educational Association, as well as I'm a member of somebody just using to get what you have. And these dudes are doing that. We call dudes taggers, okay? Keep in mind, these taggers just holding on. And she shared that with them. We've been talking about it for a while. And she wants to make sure I give a shout out so you can get rid of those taggers. The ones not ready for a real relationship. If they're not ready for a real relationship, let them go. You run as fast as you can away from them. We have Kristen K. Thank you, Kristen, so much. And these are some new individuals that became friends on Facebook. I appreciate you joining us right now. I want you to come back and join us again. Then we have Mary Jane Pauley, and I appreciate you joining us there as well. I want to give a shout-out to Sydney. I know what your handle is up there. So appreciate you working there on the campus, working hard. We've had an awesome show tonight. I'm going to tell you, I appreciate everybody that's joining us. Oh, I paid the logs before everything. You're going to come back with part three because I got some other things I want to talk about. Just remember now, when you're looking for a real relationship, if they're not ready to communicate, they're not ready to be honest, and you have no kind of connection, run as fast as you can. That way, you can be very successful. And you know what? I'm going to tell you, might have to bail out those individuals. And this time, I think it's real, real important. And I'm going to call it, I don't own the rights to the song, but I'm going to play the song. But this young man played this, I met him many years ago, worked the school system. He decided he wanted to first to this thing. And I want to play a song. I got one more note here. I have the Archangel, and that's Roberto Reed. Thank you, Brother Reed. Thank you so much. Then Minister Henderson said, you better shout out to the Order of the Eastern Star. All of you members of the Order of the Eastern Star, I'm giving you a shout out. It's been awesome. I appreciate you joining us. You know, this is all about the shipping cost. Remember I said run as fast as you can. You better be willing to pay the shipping cost if they ain't ready for a real relationship. So that's how we want to end this thing tonight. My hashtag is communicate for understanding. That means I'm talking to you, and you're listening to me, and I'm listening to you. And also, communicate, I mean, more or less, hashtag, keep on grinding. And last but not least, I love you, and I ain't a thing you can do about it. So we have an awesome time. Check our show out tomorrow, which is our first show.
This your boy, Ronnie Bell, coming to y'all once again, you know, with this real talk, real music. And I know a lot of you ladies out there, you know, you ladies are wondering why you're not having the success that you deserve. And I know some of you don't want to hear it, but the truth is, it's your man.
You got to gain in weight, boy. It's only so much a woman can say. She's losing her hair, yeah. All because you're still there. You keep putting her down, down. Every time his friends come around, she's drinking and thinking. She's drowning in debt, constantly sinking. Get it in her way. Whatever it is, it don't matter. I'll pay the shipping cost. You're getting in her way. Whatever it is, it don't matter. I'll pay the shipping cost. You're getting in her way. Whatever it is, it don't matter. I'll pay the shipping cost. You're getting in her way. Whatever it is, it don't matter. I'll pay the shipping cost. You're getting in her way. Whatever it is.
Bus. You got
come. I'm willing to pay. You gotta leave today. Get in the way. Whatever it is, it don't matter. I'll pay the shipping cost. You're getting in the way. Whatever it is, it don't matter. I'll pay the shipping cost. You're getting in the way. Whatever it is, it don't matter. I'll pay the shipping cost.